invite him and not make him welcome like Simon the Pharisee, amen?
Oh, Lord.
Bid him come, and then when he was there, they didn't wash his feet or take care of him or anything. Why would you even invite him?
That's true.
So we're just thankful for people tonight that they've made him welcome.
Amen.
You give him a place to stay, amen?
Yes, amen. Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
We just appreciate the grace of God to be here with you all tonight. And if you want to turn your Bibles this evening to the 118th Psalm, it's nice to, I'm just saying this as a point, I guess. I'm not trying to be whatever, but we've been, by the grace of God, allowed to travel quite a bit. We've been ministering quite a bit in different places recently, so it's kind of nice to preach somewhere a little more local. It makes it easier on me, you know, being gone for days at a time and stuff. So we appreciate the invitation by Brother Andrew, and we appreciate his ministry as a pastor. And I got to hear a little bit about the meeting we had last Saturday up north, and we're just really happy about that. You know, I believe God can take a man and just change his situation even in a place like that. And just hearing how God orchestrated it, for those that know about it and stuff, it's just it's amazing to me how God will allow man's influence to grow and to touch lives. I believe God knows that, the desires for us to be a body, not just little sects and cells, just that we can be a body and have communion with one another. So,
amen.
We appreciate the grace of God. This Psalm 118 here, it's some familiar scripture to you here, I hope, tonight. And we'll start in the 14th verse this evening, if I might. We just ask the Lord to have his way here. It says, "The Lord is my strength, and song has become my salvation. The voice of rejoicing and salvation is in the tabernacles of the righteous. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly." How many believe that? Amen?
Yes, sir.
"The right hand of the Lord is exalted. The right hand of the Lord doeth valiantly. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. The Lord hath chastened me sore, but he hath not given me over unto death."
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
"Open to me the gates of righteousness. I will go into them, and I will praise the Lord." Amen. So it's not enough just to go in. Amen. What are you going to do when you get there?
That's yes, Lord. Question. Amen.
So what you're going to do is what you're going to do tonight. Amen.
Yes, sir.
By the grace of God here, he says, "The gate of the righteous into which the righteous shall enter. I will praise thee, for thou hast heard me, and art become my salvation." Verse 22 says, "The stone which the builders refused is become the headstone of the corner. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes." How many can say it's marvelous?
Yes,
amen.
Sir. Amen.
This 24th verse, it says, "This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it."
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. "This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it." Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we do thank you now as we read these scriptures tonight, Father. No doubt the saints of the Old Testament, the Jews, so many people, Pharisees and Sadducees, many people who read this scripture, and even throughout the church, it's been read, but we're thankful for a dispensation at the end of time when you would come and open the seals and peel back the revelation so we can peer into these things. And Lord, I can testify tonight the Bible's become a new book to me.
Hallelujah. Thank
prophet,
you, Lord.
Our prophet has said it's a new book to us. And we can go back and we can see Christ in every scripture. And tonight, Father, we just pray you come and give inspiration now, Lord. Not that I would just have a language, but that I'd have an utterance from heaven. And you would take this scripture now and make it manifest, bring it to life, and give us insight into it, Father. May it be a passion to us. May it be a zeal to us, Father. That it would give us strength in the time of adversity. That we would not faint, but that we would wax strong.
Yes.
And we would be bold in this day. To know that this is the day the Lord has made. To know, God, that you are for us and not against us. We pray you bless the service now. And may all that is said and done be for your glory, for we ask it in Jesus Christ's name. Amen, amen. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Good to be with you all. I was talking to Brother Josh Tucker right before I got here. Well, the reason I got here a little bit later, and we just had meetings with him here. Oh, I think it was last month or so, but he was sharing with me how he'd been to the doctor, and the doctor had told him he was having back trouble and stuff, and the doctor told him that he had to. Now, I'm not sure if this is right, what the name of this devil is. I believe it's spinal degeneration. He had a degeneration back. It's very uncommon for a young man his age. Actually, he's about the same age as me, I guess. So he's an old man now. But I believe he's 30. And it's very uncommon at his age, but basically it causes, it causes degeneration. And basically he's going to be a cripple within several years' time. And so I prayed for him. Different people prayed for him and stuff. We just said, I told him, that God's able to do this. We committed it to God. And And he called me on the phone to share with me the testimony. He'd been to the chiropractor, I believe it was today or yesterday or whatever, and he got the results back here. And they confirmed that he doesn't have spinal degeneration. It's gone.
Right.
And not only that, but every disc in his back as well, it's all in place, and he has a perfect back.
Amen.
And I say, Lord, send some of that my way.
Yes.
A little bit myself tonight, amen. We're thankful for that because we don't want to get warmed by a pain of fire.
That's
amen.
Right.
We can't do it, amen. So I appreciate it because I believe this is the day that the Lord has made, amen.
Yeah.
I ministered on this when I was out there a little bit, and I'd like to share for just a few moments, and I'll try not to keep it too long tonight. But we read this scripture, and I always started out this way. I used to work in a factory, as some of you all know, and there's this gentleman. He was one of like the technicians there, whatever, and he was a Christian. And I would talk to him a little bit, and this and that. We try to witness to one another, and we'd share about the things of God and stuff. He came up to me at work one day, and he asked me, he's like, you know what today is? And I'm like, well, it's not a paid holiday, or I wouldn't be here. And he said, it's not my hiring date, or I'd use up one of my vacation days today already. I'm going to get like two personal days here, and I'd burn one up right away. So I'm trying to figure it out. I'm like, I give up. What's today? He said, today is the day the Lord has made.
That's right.
I said, I'll rejoice and be glad therein.
Yes.
Amen. So it became a thing to us. We would do that at work. He'd show up and be like, hey, you know what today is? I'm like, today's the day the Lord has made. Said, I will rejoice and be glad therein. So we just kind of carry on like that. That. When we read this scripture and we think about it, typically we use that scripture in that context.
Sure.
You know, we get up on a Tuesday morning, we say, today is the day the Lord has made, and I'm going to rejoice and be glad therein. And that's fine. But what I want you to understand is when we read the scripture, that's not the context that it's speaking of here. Amen?
Okay.
It's speaking of a day when there's going to be a gate open to the righteous and they're going to enter in.
Yes.
It's
right.
Speaking of a day when the stone that's been rejected is going to become the head of the corner. It's a day when I shall not die but live to declare the works of the Lord.
Yes.
It's the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes.
Amen.
And when these things come to pass, this, speaking of a particular day now, look at the language. This is the day when these things come to pass that the Lord has made. I'll rejoice and be glad therein. Amen.
Amen.
There's a man in the Bible, and I won't go through the whole chapter of John chapter 8 because there's a whole sermon there. But there's a man in the Bible, and Jesus refers to him. His name's Abraham. And these Jews, that they now watch, these are Jews, they claim to believe on Jesus, notice.
Sure.
This is the Jews that believed on him. He begins to speak to them. He begins to identify who their father really is.
Yeah,
he says,
right.
You're your father, the devil.
That's right.
Why you can't understand what I'm saying. And these Jews that had believed on Jesus 5 minutes ago, they'd seen the loaves multiply, and they'd seen the bodies healed. They'd seen all these miracles, and they believed, the Bible said, on Jesus. Now he begins to identify who their father is. And they're saying, we're not born of fornication. See, they know, they understood what happened in the garden, amen?
Yes.
We're not born of fornication. We've got one father, Abraham. Like, if you were Abraham's seed, you'd do what Abraham did. But now you seek to kill me, man that's told you the truth.
That's right.
Amen? Now they believe that this is a seed. What they believe this is a vindicated prophet.
That's it.
But they didn't recognize it was the Son of God.
That's right.
Amen? It wasn't just a prophet. It was a God prophet.
That's right.
When he begins to speak, now, man, they had confidence and they believed in 5 minutes ago, now they're taking up stones.
Right.
They're saying, this man has a devil. Now we know you got a devil. Now it was a devil all along.
Uh-huh.
He says, if I should say I don't know my father, I'd be a liar like you all.
That's
he says,
right.
Is that right?
What he said.
Right. He said, Abraham didn't do this stuff. Abraham rejoiced.
Yeah.
Now watch. This Psalm 18, I rejoiced to see my day and was glad in it. He said, Abraham rejoiced to see my day was glad in it. Amen. Abraham was typically, we could say it this way, he was foreshadowing this day.
Yes.
He saw a day, and when he saw it, he rejoiced and was glad.
Yes.
And they say, you're not a man yet, 50 years old. How can you say you've seen Abraham? Are you greater than our father Abraham and the prophets whose tombs are with us today?
Thank you, Lord.
Are you greater than these men? He says, amen. Before Abraham was, I am.
Amen.
And he begins to identify that they had missed. They had missed the day of their visitation. Amen.
Yes.
God had promised this with Abraham.
Yes, sir.
He had promised that his seed would rise up, and in him the nations would be blessed.
That's right.
Abraham saw this thing. What did Abraham see? He saw God. The theophany of God would come down to earth. Amen.
Yes.
And he would take a body for himself.
Yes.
He'd blow some potash and some calcium and some cosmic light. And he'd make himself, he'd borrow himself a body out of the earth, amen?
Yes.
And he would go and visit Abraham. And while he was there with Abraham, he was going to give to Abraham his last sign.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
So this is the last sign you're going to see before the coming sun. And how could the Son come but by a body change? Amen.
Right.
Abraham didn't have strength.
Right.
His body was dead. Is that right? But yet he hoped against hope.
Yeah.
In the midst of darkness,
thank
in the midst
Lord,
of perversion,
thank
sitting outside of Sodom, he had a hope.
Amen.
Sarah, her womb, she was dried up. She was barren. She had no capacity. But God was going to give them a body change.
Right.
They might not have understood the mechanics behind it. They might not have understood the science there, but God promised them that at the time of life he would visit them, and God brought it to pass because God is the interpreter of his own word, amen?
Yes. Yes.
He didn't need them to understand every nuance about it, but he needed them to accept that he had visited them.
Yes, Lord.
Amen?
Right. That's it.
He'd come and give Sarah a sign while she's behind him in the tent. Oh, why'd you laugh? Is that right?
Yeah.
She didn't laugh out loud, but God had a sermon. Is that right?
Right.
Oh my, Abraham saw this day, is that right? When God would visit, amen? And now here is, see, and this is Jesus' point. If you're Abraham's seed, you'll do the same thing.
Right, yes.
If you were Abraham's seed, if Abraham were really followed, you'd recognize your day as well, is that right?
Yes.
Prophet says here in Future Home, if I could read this tonight, he says, now you say, well, look at this priest. Wasn't he a son of God? It proved he wasn't. He couldn't recognize what? Now watch this. Did he say, I believe the Bible? Sure. But he couldn't recognize the express word of the hour. He had only an intellectual learning from some group that had been back before him.
Amen.
And it's the same thing today.
Yes.
Right.
He says, I know that's strong, but it's the truth. There was the word is exactly is spoken exactly for that day. And yet, and I says, he was a scholar. He was a renowned person, but he couldn't recognize it. Why? No matter how scholar he was, anything like that, he still didn't have the representation of predestination.
That's it, absolutely.
Because only the predestined will be the only ones who does it. Only can be.
Right.
And you only can, he says, look, it proves predestination, because if you've got eternal life, you had to be a part of God at all times.
Amen.
Because he's the only one that is eternal. You see it? He says, oh my, think of it. Now, watch what happens through the great millennium. Sin all gone. Millennium now set in. The time now the Holy Spirit takes its place. Amen. I'm speaking of the millennium here. And he says, just like he does in us, passes from death unto life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Dwelling in heavenly places in Christ, in his glorious presence, even physical death will pass away
that's
then.
Right.
Just
thank
as spiritual death has passed away now. Amen.
Yes.
Jesus said, he that liveth and believeth me, he'll never die. Is that right?
That's it.
I shall not die, but live. Amen.
Yes.
Now watch this. He says, there's no such thing as death now to a baptized saint of God. Though he were dead, yet shall he live.
Thank you, Lord.
Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die.
Yes.
All scripture, it must be fulfilled. You can't die.
Amen.
You've got eternal life.
Yes.
The only thing, the Redeemer has made you recognize it.
That's
yes.
it.
Amen. You didn't just like reach up one day and pull it off the shelf at Walmart, but you were made to recognize what you were already an heir of.
That's right.
That before there was a speck of dust or a star in the sky, God had you pegged for a son of God, a daughter of God.
That's
amen.
It.
Now he's just made you recognize that eternal life is not just something that you're going to get. That's always who you were.
Amen.
You always were eternal life. You always possessed it, amen?
That's right.
And you're just not recognizing. He says, you always was that.
Yeah.
Praise God. We're going to tell you what. Go get that out of the seminary, amen?
That's right.
Go find that. Go find that in seminary for me somewhere.
That's right.
Go find that in the churches today. Go find that in politics today. You can't find it. Why? Because it's not from them. But praise God, there's a people on the earth tonight, a predestined seed of God, and it's for them, amen? I say, it's for me, amen? He says, here you always was that, and that's the reason you see the day you're living in. Now, he doesn't give any other qualifier for that, amen? That's why you see it. That's why you're sitting here tonight. Because there's a seed there, a representation. God had a thought of you before the foundation of the world. And that thought that God had of you, you can't change it, and the devil can't change it, and the seminary can't change it, the Pope can't change it, amen? You can never take away from it, amen? And you can never add to it, amen?
Right.
Some people want to be something. Just be what God made you, amen?
Just
be yourself. We've got too many Pharisees, too many actors, too many impersonators today. Look, we don't need to impersonate nothing. You be what God made you to be, amen? And you'll find God will bless you in that, amen?
Right.
Look, you don't. Look, I'm so thankful. I don't have to impress nobody. Amen.
That's right.
I don't have to put on for nobody or try and be something. Amen. Just have to be who I already am, who God made me to be. Amen.
Right.
And God will bless you in that. Amen.
Amen.
And honestly, now, if you want my opinion, you'll be happier that way anyway, amen?
Yeah. Come on now.
Right. God made you be a certain way. You know, he made you like ice cream. Why would you not?
Amen.
That's right. If he gave a certain taste for a certain thing, amen? Can you imagine a chicken going out and trying to eat eagle food? Well, it don't make sense. Well, if you're an eagle, why would you go eat chicken
Thank
food?
You, Lord.
Why are you going to go try to be a buzzard or a hawk, amen? Just be what God made you to be,
Lord.
Amen?
Lord.
You say, well, I don't look impressive. I don't look good. Who cares what you look like, amen?
Right. Yes, sir.
What mirror are you looking in, amen?
Amen.
I tell you what. You get delivered when you stop caring what people think about you all the time.
That's right.
I said, all right, now. Well, praise God. I don't know why I'm going there now. That one's free, I guess. Amen? Amen? Look. Abraham wasn't popular. The sodomy, man. Man, they want to hang out with Lot. Man, life's got going on.
Right.
That guy, we're gonna make him mayor. We're gonna make him a politician. We're gonna build that guy up, give him a nice house. Amen. Look, God didn't come to Lot. Amen.
That's right.
Yeah, brother.
He did come to Abraham. Is that right? God made a covenant with Abraham, not because he was a great man, but because they were the least of all people. Amen. You think I ain't nobody? I'm nobody special. I ain't never done nothing. Perfect. That makes you a candidate for the grace of God.
Amen.
Just like it did Abraham. Here's an old man. He ain't got nothing to show for it. And God will take an old man out of the land of Ur and take him into a promised land and promise him that your descendants, they'll be like the stars in the sky and the dust of the earth.
Amen.
That in you all nations will be blessed. What a promise, amen. To a man that was a nobody.
Right.
Who is Abram? Amen. But God said, I'm going to change your name too.
Amen.
I'm going to declare you shall be a father of nations. Amen. And God has a name for you,
Amen.
And God has a purpose for you, and what He has spoken, He'll bring it to pass.
Amen.
When you have no strength in yourself to do it, God will bring it to pass.
Yes.
Just
sure.
like you did in Abraham, because you're Abraham's seed. Amen. Yeah,
exactly. Amen.
Yes, sir.
We're just following the works. He's the father of our faith, the Bible says.
Yes.
Look, you can't help but do what Abraham did. When you hear the voice of God, when you see your day manifest, you can't get out of it. Amen.
Yes.
Look, you couldn't deny it if you wanted to. Because it's right in front of your eyes. Amen.
Thank you, Father.
Well, hallelujah. But God made an unconditional covenant with Abraham. Why? So he wouldn't mess it up.
That's it. Thank you, Lord.
Look, God had a plan about you, and He's not going to let you mess it up. Amen. You might have made mistakes along the way somewhere. You might have problems tonight. You might have troubles. But guess what? God made a plan for you. And I'm persuaded that neither height or depth, no width or angels or principalities or power. No man, amen. Oh, hallelujah. This guy's the worst one.
That's right.
This is your worst enemy tonight,
there
amen.
Yes.
Nothing here, present, nor things to come, nothing shall separate us
yes.
from the love which is in Christ.
Amen.
Why? Because it couldn't separate Abraham when he went down to Abimelech and he went down to Philistia. He might have been out of the blessing, amen. Maybe
right.
you're not being blessed. Maybe you got out of the promised land. But look, the covenant's still there.
Yes.
You can't break the covenant, amen. You might lose your blessing, but you can't lose your salvation, amen?
Yes.
You can't lose the promise, amen?
No.
Because it had nothing to do with you in the first place.
Amen.
When God made a promise, they only swore by Himself, amen?
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah. Brother Graham tells us the masterpiece, that the first coming of Christ, He builds a masterpiece. Is that right? And He builds it on this foundation that I'm speaking of, this man Abraham. And He builds Isaac and Jacob and Joseph. Is that right? And then He begins to build on top of this foundation a masterpiece.
Yes, sir.
Through Moses. He speaks through Moses. God, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. Hearken unto him. Is that right?
Amen.
He comes through Isaiah. A virgin shall conceive. Ezekiel sees a wheel within the wheel. Daniel sees this prince that will rise up in the midst of the 70 weeks. They see these things. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
And God, He's building a masterpiece. He's coming to a time of manifestation.
Yes.
That's it.
Amen.
Amen.
He's laid a stone. He's laid a foundation.
Yes.
And now He comes to a place where He's manifest in a manger.
Yes, sir. That's it.
It wasn't real pretty. Amen. They had no room for Him in the inn. They had no room for them in their houses. They had no room for them in their schools. They had no room for them in their government. They had no room for them in their seminary. Is that right? But He found a place in a manger between some straw and some hay and some dung. He found a place, amen,
yes.
with the refuse of the world, amen, praise God.
Yes.
And He comes to a place of manifestation, and God raises Him on milk and honey, is that right? God,
amen.
And we see Jesus, He grows in wisdom and favor, is that right?
Yes, sir.
And He comes to a place where God is going to cap off this masterpiece with rejection.
Oh,
That's how God capped his masterpiece, with rejection. Amen. Paul's ministry was capped off. The finale of Paul's ministry was to be forsaken by everybody. No man stood with me. His head on a chopping block in Rome. Him a fanatic. Him the mover of sedition. This man that everybody's looking at and this thing. Who is this guy? He once had a ministry. And now look where he's at today. Look how he got off.
Yep,
surely he's not busting. We're looking at third pole of Paul's ministry. He just something didn't happen right there. And but you see, that's how God blesses a man.
Yeah.
God says, this is how I cap a masterpiece. Amen.
Yeah, sir.
Because he done spoke of this. He prophesied. Is that right? The stone is going to be rejected, but guess what? It's going to become the head of the corner. Is that right?
Amen.
Jesus, he speaks about this to the Jews. You read the Gospels, he tells the story about the husbandman. He owned a vineyard, is that right? And he lends the vineyard out, and he goes far away, and he sends men in, and they reject him, and they beat him, and they persecute him. And finally, he sends the heir, is that right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Exactly
he
right.
sends the heir, and they say, this is the heir, let's kill him.
Yes, sir.
And then we finally find the promised one. Let's kill him, and then we'll have it all to ourselves. But oh, how deceived they were.
Yes.
He says, don't you know that this kingdom shall be taken from you and given to another nation.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Is that right? And he quotes this prophecy.
Yes,
the stone that you builders rejected.
Yep.
That you refused. Peter quotes it to him on the day of Pentecost. This stone that you refused, it's become the head of the corner. Is that right? Little did they know, when they were rejecting the manifestation of the word for their day, that the fullness of the word was manifest.
Yes.
And when they rejected it, hallelujah. When they rejected it, that was the time to crown his achievement.
Yes.
So they were no longer in the building phase.
That's it.
Now we're at the completion.
Yes.
Now we've come to the head. The building's done.
Hallelujah.
We're not adding to it. There's not going to be another day, another thing to come. It's done.
Yes.
It's come to fruition. Amen. Is that right? John the Baptist, he prophesied. Is that right?
Sir.
He had a greater ministry than all the other prophets. Is that right? Jesus said that of all the prophets born of women, there's none greater. Why? Because he had the greatest message. Is that right?
Yes.
Isaiah, coming up through the hands and the feet, coming up through the chest. Is that right? Isaiah prophesying, Ezekiel, these men prophesying. He's coming. There's coming one on a Shiloh. There's coming a scepter. Is that right? There's one that's coming, but John said, ah, behold, he's in your midst now.
Yes.
The one you've been talking about, he's in our midst tonight.
Yes.
Let me say this to you. He's here tonight.
Yes.
Amen. This is the greatest message to ever strike the face of the earth. Because
yes.
Look, John prophesied of one coming. Is that right?
Right.
He was the greatest prophet born among women, but he that's least in the kingdom.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's
he that's least. Look, he was born a woman. His first birth. After his first birth, he was a great man. But look, there's a new birth coming
along.
That's
right. Yes.
Now the axe is going to be laid to the root of every tree. Is that right?
Amen.
It's the turning of a corner. Is that right? And John could say, behold. Behold the Lamb of God,
yes.
Which has come to take away the sin of the world. Take notice. Look, here he is right here. He's not out somewhere. He's not coming. He's right here tonight.
Amen.
Behold the Lamb.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Lord.
I tell you what, they rejected this stone, but when in their rejection, he became their head. Is that right?
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Now, this is a marvelous thing to us. The scripture says it is, amen?
Yes,
this is the Lord doing it. It's marvelous in our eyes. Look, he didn't just send him another prophet.
Right.
This is the Lord's doing. He himself.
Yes.
The Lord himself came. Is that right?
Right?
I want you to watch this. I want you to hold on to that just a moment. Watch, the Lord himself was coming now.
That's
is that right?
Come on,
oh,
that's right.
Hallelujah. But you know, it's interesting because Brother Branham tells us that every prophecy of scripture has a compound meaning.
It does.
Because we read about this and it was fulfilled, but I want you to understand it's going to be fulfilled again. Is that right? You say, well, how do you know that? Because they built a new foundation. Is that right?
Amen.
Jesus, he asked them one day. He asked his disciples, who do men say that I am? See, now, men had an idea about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, he's this prophet. He's this anointed man.
Come on, hit it.
Well, who do you say
that's
that I
right.
am?
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Not worried about what people say about me.
Right.
What does he say about me? Is that right?
Amen.
Jesus, look, disciples, I'm not worried about what they think. What do you think? Who do
Amen.
You say I am? And Peter, oh, hot-blooded Peter, he pipes
right.
up and says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Is that right?
Right.
Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood.
Yes,
did not reveal this message to you
That's right.
of who I am in your midst, the Son of Man. But my Father in heaven's revealed it to you, and I say to you upon this rock, I'm going to build my church. Is that right? Now watch. He's down at the foundation again. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, Ephesians 2 tells us that the whole church, it's a lively habitation, it's a spiritual house, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ himself being what? The chief cornerstone.
Yes.
Is that right? The revelation of Jesus Christ. Now, I want you to watch this because he done told us to come to the headship, but now he's building a new master.
Come on, brother.
Right? He's identified by the scripture that he's in the foundation. It was a foundation of faith. Amen.
Yes, sir. Right.
And what I want you to understand is this foundation of faith is not a perfect faith.
Did it, brother?
If it were a perfect faith, you can never add to it. Amen.
That's right.
But he gives them a faith by this revelation. Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Is that right? And so they have a foundation, and from there, they come to virtue and the knowledge and temperance and patience, and they're coming up. Is that right?
Yes.
Just like they did in the first masterpiece. Is that right?
Sir.
Now, it's interesting to me. I'm going to read this quote before I go on here, if that's all right. Brother Bram says this, and it's the rising of the sun. He says, now, who is the Son of Man? He says, in the beginning was the Word. Is this all right tonight?
Yes, sir.
And the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
Amen.
He says, of all the teaching we have today, in confirmation by the Word of God, by signs, wonders we see today, I say amen.
Amen. It's true.
I don't know how you feel about this vindication, but I say amen. Amen. Show me another ministry like this.
Yeah.
Right.
Show me an impersonator like this.
Right.
There's nothing like it, amen. I trust I can just leave that there. Amen.
No,
preach on that all
That's
night. True. I just believe it, amen.
Absolutely.
He says here that he says by this book of Luke, as we quoted, Luke the 17th chapter and the 30th verse, Malachi 4 and different scriptures that we are acquainted with. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Thankful to be acquainted with them. That the word again is waved over the people. He's talking about the wave sheaf, amen.
Right,
you remember the teaching of the wave sheaf? I noticed the capstone and the wave sheaf are the same thing. The capping and the wave sheaf are the same thing. Think about that just a second.
Yeah.
Let that sink in. Amen. It's waved again over the people that the dead traditions of man is dead.
Amen.
Sir.
Christ dead fucked up. Well, amen.
Right.
The dead traditions of man is dead, and the Son of God is alive again with the baptism of the Holy Spirit right among us and is giving us life. As Christ was the first one to raise from all the prophets and so forth, although typed in many places, he was the first fruits of those that slept. He said,
"It
says in the bride coming of Christ,
That's it, brother.
Amen. Coming out of the church, there'll be a sheaf waved again. Now, how does a sheaf wave? There had to be death first. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
It's the tapping of the stone. Amen.
Amen.
There'll be waved again in the last days. Waving of the sheaf. What was the sheaf? Is the first one to come to mature, the first one that proved it was a wheat, that proved it was a sheep.
Yes.
And he says, hallelujah. I'm sure you see what I'm talking about.
Amen, yes. Sir. Amen.
He says here, it was waved over the people, and the first time they will come forth for the bride age.
Amen. Yes.
For a resurrection out of dark denominationalism.
Oh,
amen. Amen. There's been a resurrection. How do we know? Because it says it will be a message.
Hallelujah.
Amen. The message is your resurrection tonight. Amen. The message, the potential, amen. Let me say it this way. Your body changes in the message.
Hallelujah.
Your resurrection is in that message. Your overcoming is in that message, amen,
that's
because
right.
It's Christ, amen.
Yes.
That's a man, William Branham. It's not a reformation.
Right.
It's your life, amen.
Yes. Right.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's right, Lord.
He says here there's a resurrection out of dark denominationalism, praise God, will be a message that the full maturity of the word has,
amen.
It has
yes.
turned back again in its full power.
Yes.
Yes.
Man, amen. What are people waiting on, brother?
Right.
Man, we're just
brother.
Waiting for God to give us power. Well, he does give you the
That's
message.
Right.
That's right.
It's the same thing. The gospel is the power
amen.
Of God and the salvation
amen.
To everyone that believeth. Amen.
Amen.
Look, what healed a man's back in Illinois that I was telling you about, amen. Who does Lord. These things, amen?
Yes,
it's
sir.
The resurrected Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's coming in the prophetic form of a message by a prophet. A Son of Man has revealed the Son of Man.
Amen.
And that's resurrection life for us tonight.
Yes. Woo!
Yes.
That we've already passed.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Watch this, he says here. It's way to get over the people. The same signs.
Yes, sir.
And wonders that he did back there. Because I live, ye live also.
Amen.
Speaking to his wife.
That's
because
it.
I live, ye live also. What a resurrection that was.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Come on now.
And what a resurrection this is.
Hallelujah.
To be quickened from the dead.
That's right.
Yes.
Lord.
To be made alive in Christ Jesus by God's quickening power.
He was waved to them. The Word, which He was waved back to them on the day of Pentecost. The Word made manifest. Now, and as I say, it is to be waved again in the last days. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I know I talked about this here before, but this man, John, amen, he had an angel come to him and give him the revelation. I believe it was that seventh angel, amen? And what did he receive, amen? He hears a voice speaking to him, is that right? And he turns, is that right?
Right.
To see the voice speaking. And who was it? It's one, like the Son of Man.
Yes.
Now you think about this, because he had the revelation of Jesus Christ, the Christ, the Son of the living God, but now Jesus gives him another revelation. Yeah. The revelation of Jesus Christ, what? Is one like the Son of Man.
Yes.
Not just as the Son of Man, but one like the Son of Man.
Right.
The voice of many waters, is that right?
Yes.
The being girded about the path, is that right?
Yes,
the white-wigged one, is that right? Who is it? It's not just the man Christ used. He's speaking of a time when she would become the same. Is that right?
Amen.
When she would be united. And when the prophet could say, she is him.
Amen.
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 The Bible prophesied to us in Ephesians 4. He gave us the ministry. Why? So we would grow up what? Into him.
Yes,
not into her.
Yeah.
Not in him. We're already in him, but into him.
Yes.
In all things. Amen.
Amen.
Because when a servant, when an heir is a child, he looks just like a servant. Is that right? When you plant the wheat and the tares in the field, they look the same. But when it comes to maturity,
Amen.
When it comes to harvest time, and the seed has come back to the original seed,
Amen.
Now you can differentiate between the two.
Amen.
Now it's no longer servants and the heir. Now you can see it's pulled away. You see the difference between the world and you.
That's right.
That you are now, right now, sons and daughters of God.
Yes.
As you've come back to that seed, you've come back to that original life, that His power is in the bride.
Amen.
The same word that spoke in the bridegroom, it speaks to the bride.
That's right.
That's why when you go back, you see Christ in every scripture.
Yes.
Because it's not just speaking of the man, Christ Jesus. It's speaking about you.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you what, you ever talk to people in the world, they love to talk about themselves. Amen.
Oh,
you ever notice how they just go on about, well, 30 years ago, I played football and I scored a touchdown.
Yeah.
You know, they'll talk about what they used to do 30 years ago, 40 years ago. They love to talk about how they're sick.
Yeah.
They love to talk about their problems. They love to talk about how somebody heard them in church one time, amen?
Sure.
Look, this Bible's talking about you.
Amen.
Amen. Well, tell me a little about yourself. In the beginning was the Word.
Yeah.
And the Word was with God, the Word was God.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I shall not die but live.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Is that right? Because this is God's doing. This is the same as it was in the days when it was manifested first, amen? This isn't Luther's doing. This isn't Wesley's doing. It's not William Branham's doing. This is the Lord's doing,
yes.
And it's marvelous in our eyes. Is that right?
Yes.
That's why the prophet can say my ministry is to declare that He is here.
Yes.
That He is appearing to us in these meetings. Is that right?
Yes.
As John the Baptist forerun the first coming of Christ, so you will have a message to forerun His second coming.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
And a multitude of witnesses. It wasn't done in a corner. Amen?
Right.
This thing was thoroughly vindicated.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. Why? Because God wasn't leaving this up to chance. Because He never left it with Abraham. The way He's not leaving it to you this way. Amen.
Right.
God said, I'm going to bring it to pass. There will be a bride.
Yes.
Without spot.
Oh,
without wrinkle.
Hallelujah.
Without blemish. The sinless, virtuous bride of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
She's bone of my bone.
Yes.
Word of my word.
Yes.
Power of my power.
Yes.
Amen. She doesn't lack for anything. She has the Word.
Amen.
And she knows what He wants done with it.
Amen.
She has. Oh, how is she going to get it? Amen.
That's it.
She has, thus saith the Lord.
Yes.
Or she keeps still. Amen.
Amen.
You realize what you've been giving?
Yes.
The Lord Himself has done this.
Amen.
The Lord Himself descended.
Yes.
With a shout.
Yeah.
And a voice of the archangel, the trump of God. God has done this.
Amen.
The Lord Himself descended. He saw a mighty angel. Come out of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. The book in His hand. He says, take the book.
Right.
Keep the book. It's for you.
Yes.
You were so unworthy through church ages, through Ephesus
right.
and Smyrna and Pergamos and Thyatira, but we come today. When you can take the book and look at the book and eat the book.
Yes.
It
right.
wasn't for them.
No,
but it's for you.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. We want to drag our feet.
Yeah,
and have a bad old time. Look, the psalmist said, when this happens, this is the day the Lord has made.
Yes.
This is a word. This is a bright age. Amen.
Yeah.
This is a day of man's making.
Done.
God made this day.
Amen.
God opened this up. Listen. He said, I'd open up the gates of the righteous.
That's right.
Is that right? That's what Peter said. If these virtues be in you and abound, he'll open to you an abundant entrance into the kingdom of God. He'll open the gate to you. Amen.
Right.
Look, he didn't open it for Luther. He didn't open it for Wesley. Why? Because they, without you, could not be made perfect. They're waiting for the capstone prophetic ministry with the power and fallibility. The Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Son of Man revealed in our day. Amen.
Yes,
and he was rejected. He was crucified afresh, but they didn't know.
Right.
Oh, hallelujah. Yes. And they rejected that word. They didn't realize they were capping off a ministry.
That's right.
They were capping off a masterpiece. The bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. The capstone. Oh,
yes,
hallelujah. The dynamics is united with the mechanics.
Yes.
Right.
We are the temple of his dynamics.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let me skip down here just a little bit. Amen. Brother Ram says this, and God provided a place to worship 65. You all got water here. Praise God.
Amen.
Whew.
Thank you,
man,
Lord.
Where did this come from? I was cold earlier.
Really.
Thank you, Jesus. God tried something. That's good. Amen. Oh. I was listening to that song today. He said, I thirst, yet he made the rivers. He said, I thirst, yet he made it. You know that song? I was thinking about the mercy of God that he would come down. The very one that made it. The very one that had power to free himself. He said, I thirst. So identify with us. You look at the vastness of creation. And how just the size of stars and the size of galaxies and everything that God has made. We're like a speck of dust in the whole thing. Unrecognizable. And yet that was the pinnacle of God's first creation.
Amen.
God so identified that when he took on a physical form, he came down in likeness of man.
Right.
He didn't take on a white dwarf or a black hole or a nebula.
Hallelujah.
Amen. He was so great and so big, but he came down as a little man.
Yes.
He was 6 foot tall. Amen.
Right.
Why? Because his first masterpiece, a son of God, having dominion, reigning over the earth.
Amen.
He wanted it the way he had it before.
Amen.
He wasn't satisfied for a plan B.
Right.
He wasn't satisfied for you, the prodigal son,
Amen.
To come back and be a servant and work in big things. He said, this is my son.
Amen.
He was always my son.
That's right.
When he was in the pig pens and he was in sin, he was still my son.
Right.
And he was dead, but now he's alive.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
He says, praise God. He says that the Lutherans under justification,
hallelujah. The
feet, raised it like that. Wesley under sanctification. The Pentecostals under the arms, the works and deeds and so forth. Had to be Calvinist, had to be Arminian, had to be legalist. He says, but now we've come.
Yes, Lord.
Now we come to the head, the capstone.
Amen.
Yes.
Grace, grace, the capstone cried.
Right.
Amen.
Look, it didn't cry out condemnation,
no.
Discouragement, and unbelief, and judgment. It didn't cry out hatred for you.
That's right.
It didn't cry out rejection, amen, for
right.
you.
Amen.
It cried out grace, grace.
Amen.
Not just grace, but grace, grace.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord. The headstone crying what? Grace, grace. Pass from death
Amen.
And creed.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Into a living word
Amen.
Of the living God. God's only provided plan for his age. Amen?
Amen.
Now notice he didn't just say this, he says for his age.
Yes.
He has an age. He has a day. This is the day the Lord has made. Is that right?
Amen.
God's only provided plan for his age, his sons in the word age, quickened by the
yes.
Spirit. Like a spark that's lit off of something to make it alive and seated now.
Yes.
In heavenly places. Now he clarifies it. He says it's in present tense.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
But when he says now, he's making sure you understand in present tense.
Yeah, that's right.
Already alive.
Yes.
And subject to every promise.
That's right.
We're waiting for this promise. We're waiting
yeah,
on that.
Brother.
Look, you're already subject to it,
that's
amen.
Right.
He
yes.
done come and made it manifest, amen. The question is not, what can you believe for, amen?
Right.
What kind of faith can you wield, amen? If you've got a weak hand, you might be able to carve out justification. You might be a little strong to be able to get sanctification, but for those that can receive this faith, it's rapturing faith.
Yes.
You can carve your way out to a body change. You can carve your way out
yes.
through the hordes of enemies, to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. You can carve your way to your healing. You can carve your way tonight to joy.
Yes.
You can hew down every enemy in your way, amen?
Sure. Amen.
All that requires is for you to take the sword. It's the sword of the king, amen?
Amen.
Not just any king. It's the sword of the king.
Amen.
It was placed in the prophet's hands, and guess what? He passed it on to the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. He says here, subject to every promise in the Lord, then what does that do? That's a good question, amen.
Yeah, sure.
You being a part of God's gene, a part of the Word, other men a part of God's Word, seated together, manifest the entire body of Christ.
Amen.
Because there's no leaven among you.
That's right. Hallelujah.
There's no leaven among you,
none.
Just the Word only.
That's it. Yes, Lord.
Oh, I'm thankful He come and took the leaven out. Amen.
Amen.
I'm thankful He come and He sifted that all out. And now it's just the Word. Amen.
Right.
We don't have to worry about somebody else's interpretation and somebody else's thoughts. Amen. Even William Branham had his own thoughts, but God came along.
That's right.
God made sure that he preached what he would have to say about it.
Right.
He thought that the evidence of the Holy Ghost was love, but God came along and straightened him out.
Right.
He thought that white horse rider was Christ,
Right.
But God came along. Amen. Why? Because
right.
God was not leaving it to chance.
That's
he was not
right.
leaving it in the hands of William Branham. He was not leaving it in my hands or your hands. He is the interpreter of his own word. Amen.
Amen.
Exactly. Amen.
Why? Because he couldn't have any leaven for what he was about to do.
That's right.
He wanted a manifestation to take place, and he had to get rid of all the leaven.
Sure did.
It was just the Word only. He says here, just the Word only, seated in heavenly places in the door where he put his name, Christ Jesus.
Yes, sir.
No leaven among you. That brings the entire fullness.
Yes,
now
sir.
Think about this.
Yep.
That brings the entire fullness of the Godhead bodily among you.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
It's true.
Couldn't do it in Luther's age. Couldn't do it in Wesley's age.
Nope.
Couldn't do it in the Pentecostal age. But in the day when the Son of Man will be manifested, revealed, brought back the church together
Hallelujah.
With the entire deity of God amongst his people, showing the same visible sign. Now, just to clarify this, you didn't just say showing signs. Visible signs, amen.
Yeah,
not, well, you know, I feel warm, fuzzy, and, well, I believe the message. Yes, so is the devil, amen. But look, he's going to make it visible.
Right.
He's going to so manifest that you can see
amen.
Christ working in your midst, amen. Oh,
sure.
God,
yeah,
I tell you what, that's good.
Amen.
Manifesting himself like he did at the beginning when he was manifest on earth in the form of a God prophet. So now he's bringing this back together, amen. The same manifestation. The same thing that Abraham saw, the same thing Jesus is speaking to him of. You're going to see the same thing. You're going to have the same sign. Amen.
Yes.
The same God that did that, he's going to manifest it among you.
Amen.
He didn't just say among me,
Dear
but among
brother.
You. Amen.
That's right.
Oh my, he says here. He says, manifesting on earth in the form of a God prophet, promised by Malachi 4, promised by the rest of the scriptures. Where are you worshiping at? He says, the house of God seated. He says again, in present tense.
Yes, sir. Right.
Amen. I love that word. Who is this Melchizedek? Amen. Who has spoken to us? Amen.
Amen. Yeah.
Because I want you to understand. This is the day the Lord has made. This scripture, Brother Kent, it's fulfilled in your hearing.
Amen.
Amen.
Right.
This is the day that he was speaking of.
Yes.
A day when death would flee away.
Right.
A day when you shall not die but live. Is that right?
Amen.
What?
Amen.
You're not just going to live, but you're going to live to declare the work of the Lord.
Amen.
You're going to take the book and prophesy again. The kingdoms and the tongues of the nations. You're going to prophesy to family members. You're going to prophesy
right.
to unpaid bills.
Right.
You're going to prophesy to churches that
Here,
are dead.
Brother.
You'll speak revival.
Lord.
You'll speak life.
Hallelujah.
You'll speak deliverance. Why? Because it's in the message.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Because this is the person
yes.
of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come down and visit us. Amen. That he is the resurrection.
Hallelujah.
He is the life. Amen.
Right.
And you are possessors tonight of a life. Amen.
Yes.
An eternal light, he made you recognize it, that you are packing the power
Amen.
That created heaven and earth. You are packing the power
Amen.
That raised Christ out of the grave.
Amen.
That raised him again in 1963.
Yes.
That raised him again from dark denominationalism. A message has waved him over us again. That he shall not die. He's risen and we shall not die.
Amen.
I believe tonight there's a people here, even physically, they shall not die. Who live to declare the works of the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
You look at these men of old, how they prophesied. Peter knew when his day was coming. Paul knew his time was coming, amen?
Sure.
I believe we could live so close to God. Do we know? What if we were going to die, God would tell us. I mean, we should know. We should be in the know, amen?
Right.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I tell you what. If I did end up dying, I'd be all right, too, because I tell you what.
Right.
I'll just raise up first. They that sleep will rise first. Is that right?
Amen.
I'll get a head start on y'all. Is that right? I love Brother Brandon. He asked Brother Bosley on his deathbed.
Yep.
When's the greatest time of your life to be a Christian? He says, right now. Amen. Oh, what a different attitude from the world. How they scrape and fight. And they cling to every last breath. And they'll throw thousands of dollars at the doctor. And they'll do anything they can for 5 more minutes. Amen. But the Christian says, you know what? This is it. This is the greatest time. I'm getting ready to get out of this pest house. Amen.
Amen.
This is my chance.
Yeah.
You look at how human beings, how they the instinct to survive, how they cleave and fight for every breath. You look at this man, Paul. He was so possessed by something else. He was so possessed by eternal life that he could stare death in the face.
Right.
And say, oh, death, where is thy sting?
Yeah.
Oh, grave, where is thy victory?
Right.
He was a man so possessed to apprehend what he'd been apprehended by. Amen.
Yeah.
He said, I'm in a strait between two places. That's needful for me to be here. But my desire is to depart and be with the Lord. Amen. He was eager.
Amen.
He was ready to go.
Yeah.
What's our attitude tonight? Are we afraid? What are we afraid of leaving undone? What are we afraid of? This? That's the greatest moment for us. That's our opportunity to get away. Amen.
Yes,
we ought not to look. The Apostle Paul, he so saw this thing. He was speaking to the saints in Thessalonians. He's like, behold, I show you a mystery. So you don't sorrow as others who have no hope. Amen.
Amen.
Look, the world ain't got no hope. Amen. We got a hope.
Yes,
amen.
Thank you, Father.
I remember.
Yes, Lord.
I think about the grace of God. Amen. You look at Rahab.
Yes.
And then she was living in the midst of a perverse people. They had no hope. None whatsoever, amen.
Right, none.
But a couple of tape boys come and say, you know, we've heard about your God. I heard about this message you're talking about, amen. Tell you what, if I take you two in, and I take you, look at what you take care of Joshua.
Right.
Just take care of two tape boys. And you know, if I give you a cup of cold water, if I feed you when you're hungry, if I clothe you when you're naked, if I just take care of you a little bit, will you remember me? He said, no, we'll remember you. We'll give you a token.
Amen.
You bring your father in. You bring your mother in. You bring your family in. Amen. Let one just their offspring. You bring your father and mother. You bring them all in. And I will preserve their life for your sake.
Amen.
Because you honor the word in your day and you recognize it. Amen.
Amen.
Brother Bram said that token couldn't come in the evening time.
Amen. Right.
Amen. Look, you think about the promise you have.
That's
Luther didn't have your promise, Brother Kent. Brother James. Wesley didn't have your promise. Oh, how they desired to have him. Amen. Look at one time, amen. We come to harvest time, amen.
Amen.
For all that you love.
Yes, Lord, I believe
yes.
it.
Yes.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Yes, Father.
No one that ever loved you.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
You think about the grace of God.
Yes.
You think about his mercy tonight. For you.
Yes,
amen.
We are seeing things that kingdom prophets desire to see.
Amen.
They wish they had your token, but you got it.
Amen.
Doesn't matter what they wanted, you got it tonight, amen.
Amen.
The question is, what are you going to do with it?
That's right.
That's
and you
exactly
can either believe
right.
it hanging out your window.
Yep, that's
or
it.
You can say, you know, I'll just tuck it under the pillow. I'm ashamed of that thing. I don't know if there's really power in that. Well, why don't you take them in the first place, amen?
Right.
If you're going to believe this message, you might as well hang it out the window.
That's right.
You might as well confess. It ain't no point in doing it in the secret, amen.
No,
oh, hallelujah. This is the capstone, amen.
That's it.
This isn't just grace. This is grace, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
This is abundant grace. This is the righteous, the eternal righteousness, the gift of righteousness to us, amen.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, hallelujah.
Yes.
I was thinking today,
oh,
Brother Bram talks about that little boy. He was in Sunday school.
Yes, sir.
And he wanted to know, could somebody see God?
Sure. Right.
You know, more and more, maybe it's just me, but more and more, I listen to what the prophet says, and even just the words he picks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brother,
thank you, Lord.
Brother Wayne Lawson was preaching about, he talked about Brother Brandon, he talked about how we're hanging over hell by a chain. Not a rope, but a chain. Why? Because a chain is strong as weak as weak. He brings this out with the scripture. And Brother Ram's whole point about that was with the concept of that. The words were not just his own choosing, I don't believe. Can I say it that way?
Right.
Brother Ram tells us about a little boy that's scared when I want the God with skin on it.
Right.
The thunders strike and the lightning splash, and he looks for a God with skin on it. I don't think that was just a coincidence. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Right. Brother Bram's talking about this little boy. He wanted to know, could a man see God? Could somebody see God? He asked the Sunday school teacher, like, well, I don't know, you're going to have to ask the pastor. And he asked the pastor, and I don't know what kind of seminary teacher he has, but no, you can't see God. Nobody can see God. But you know, that little boy, he had childlike faith.
Right.
Everybody else told me, it's not going to be that way. But you know what? There's something inside him that said, you know what? I'm not satisfied with that.
Right.
I'm not satisfied to just let it slide, just let it go. I have to have something more. He saw that old man, that boatman one day, and he asked him, can a man see God? That man, he said, he started to cry. He said, God bless you, honey. He said, that's all I've seen for 35 years of my life.
That's right. Amen.
That's all I've seen of God.
Amen.
Thank you, Father.
And you know, the longer I go on this message, that's all I see.
Yeah.
Because that's what Brother Ram said. He says, you get enough God on the inside, you see him everywhere else in the creation.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
You know, the world sees our testimony that we talk about. They see us come to church, and we get excited about God. We lift our hands to God, and they think that's just stupid. Well, they're not looking what we're looking at.
That's right.
Amen.
We got eyes to see.
Amen.
Amen. We got sad. Amen.
Yes,
and they're
Lord.
Looking the exact same thing as us, and they're rejecting it. We're receiving it. Why? Because there's something on the inside. Amen.
Amen.
And I marvel. You see, the hand of God is just the littlest thing in my life.
Yes, sir.
You realize that he has literally left nothing to chance.
Amen.
Amen.
It's true.
We look at our mistakes Amen. In our life. We look at mishaps and things that didn't go the way we planned. We look at problems and we think, man, why did that have to happen that way? But you know what? God's not blindsided today, man. God wasn't blindsided by Lot being down in Sodom. Is that right?
Yes.
He gave Abraham a message. When he gave Abraham the message, it was deliverance for Lot. Amen?
Amen.
And God, he don't leave nothing to chance. I believe that. Amen?
Amen.
I just so believe, amen, that the grace of God is so great.
Sure.
That it's greater than our mistakes. It was greater than Abraham's mistake. Amen?
Yes, sir.
He wouldn't have an Ishmael. He said, no, I'm still going to give you the promised son. You're going to name him Isaac. It's going to come to pass. Is that right?
Amen.
Despite his fault, despite his failure, despite setbacks, despite disappointments,
right.
Despite frustration, despite failure in his personal
Praise
life,
Lord.
Failure with his wife, failure with his household, failure to remain faithful in his testimony, despite those things, God had a testimony,
Amen.
And he staggered not at the promise.
That's right.
God said, this is the faith that I'm looking for.
Yeah.
And every son and every daughter of God, every child of Abraham will have this faith.
Amen.
And he said, his faith is an example.
Right.
We can look at Abraham's natural life and look at failure. We can
right.
look at disappointment, but God said, I see something there.
Yes.
It's greater than all that. That in the midst of his adversity, he never gave up.
Amen.
And when he had no hope, listen to me tonight. If you've got no hope, you still got hope. You can hope against hope. Amen, because you've got something greater. You've got rapturing faith. Amen. You've got resurrection life.
Amen.
And in the midst of death, in the midst of apostasy, in the midst of falling away, when there's literally no hope, and the world has written you off, and theology's written you off, and you have no hope of a thing, God has promised you, you can still hope for it.
Amen.
Because God will bring it to pass. Because what is hope? It's just faith waiting to be made manifest.
That's right. Yes, sir.
That in the midst of death, look, that lady seemed aged. It was a total blackout, amen?
Right.
I want you to say, there wasn't a little bit left. It was totally black, amen?
Right.
There was nothing.
Yes, Lord.
There was zero left in him but God.
Right.
And a man.
Yes, Lord, that's right.
God had a Moses, amen? When we should have been wiped out with the rest of Israel.
Yes.
God had a Moses stand in the gap for us.
Yes.
Amen.
He put a light back in that lady to see me. For you and for me.
Right.
Where would we be tonight without a man by the name of William Brennan that Christ would so move in him that he would stand in the gap for us?
That's right.
You wouldn't be here tonight, Brother Kent, and I wouldn't either.
Right.
We'd be dead in sins and trespasses.
Amen.
One man, and look, he wanted to be a trapper.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen. But his father had a greater plan.
Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah. His father had a greater plan that we would have one stand in the gap. You want to talk about disappointment? He lost his wife. He lost his little Sharon Rose.
That's right.
They shut every door to him.
Yeah.
He preaches that seventh season. Don't you know how many friends I'm going to lose over this?
Right.
Here's my man. He could have had it all. He could have been a Benny Hinn. He could have been a great man. He could have been a millionaire.
Yeah.
He could have had a prayer tower. He could have had books and all this other, these things and all these men would be propping him up. But he refused to compromise for you.
Amen.
Yeah.
So you can sit here tonight and have no leaven among you.
Right.
You can have the unadulterated word of God.
Yes.
And when there was no hope for Laban to see him, You and I had no hope of making it out of here.
Right.
Jesus himself asked the question. When I come, will I find faith on the earth? Oh, but God said, behold, I send you Elijah the prophet.
Amen.
Before that great and dreadful day, lest I come. Otherwise, I'm going to come smite the earth with a curse.
Amen.
But I'll send Elijah first. Amen. Oh, I'm getting religious. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost in fire. I tell you what, he sent us an Elijah. He was hope when there's no hope.
Yes,
when we were as good as dead.
That's right.
He gave us hope
worthy,
by the prophet Elijah. Ooh, I tell you what, he stood in the gap for us. A man. He was a man who tried to get rid of his own life. People started to lift him up. He tried to get rid of it. Is that right? A man who was so desperate to see his little Sharon Rose, his wife. He said, I'm coming to see you. God wouldn't allow it. Why? For you.
Amen.
So you would have a hope, amen. A man who was so rejected. They reject his message. He lost his love for the people of God.
Right.
God will restore his. Amen.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, you ever go through rejection?
Oh, my. Yes,
all
sir.
Christians raise their hand.
Yeah.
I'll be the first one. It's hard sometimes.
Yes, it is.
Your flesh don't want to deal with that.
No, sir.
Amen.
Amen.
And I don't know if any of us have encountered rejection like this man.
No.
So much that he would lose his love for people. But you know what? God could restore him.
Amen.
And as much as he would profess that, yet he stood in the gap for us. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Because, look, his natural affection was not enough to stop a Guernsey bull.
No, that's right.
His natural affection was not enough to stop some hornets. Amen. But there was something on the inside of him.
Yes.
It was that same voice, that same light that met him on that river, the Ohio River, that same life. That when he was ready to give up.
Yes. Right.
Maybe tonight you're ready to give up. There's a voice on the inside.
Yeah.
Look, the devil told him, look, God don't love you. God, you did this for God. You look, he's pointing to what William Branham had done. You did this for God. You did this for God. Look what God has done to you. Said I couldn't argue with him. He told me the truth. But look, when he was ready to give up.
Yes, Lord.
Let me say this way, he did give up. He gave up.
Did it? Sure.
Yeah.
But when there is no hope, there's no strength left in him. When he was as good as dead like Abraham, something spoke up within him. The Lord giveth, the Lord taketh away.
Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen. I don't know if I've ever preached this here before, but I preached about Job's wife one time. She lost her kids. She lost her house. She lost her fortune. Her and Job had a different confession.
That's right.
The Bible says, remember the patience of Job, not Job's wife.
That's right.
I mean, there's something different about Job's testimony. There's something different about us tonight.
Amen. Well, brother, that's true.
The world looks around. It sees the economy falling apart. It sees trouble in the Middle East. It sees disappointment. It sees Ebola and all this other nonsense. And it's the most terrifying age, Brother Kent.
There is. Come on, brother.
Brother Andrew, this is the most wicked age this has ever been.
Right.
This is the most horrible time. This is the darkest day. But you know what? For us, it's a different day.
Hallelujah.
There's light in Goshen tonight, amen.
Glory.
For us, it's not a light of the sea, it's the rising of the sun.
Yes.
It's a word age, amen.
Yes.
That's why when they asked Brother Brown, if you could choose a day
to
be born, and which day would you say? He said, I'd choose this day.
Yes.
Why? This is the worst age? No. This is the most glorious age.
Amen.
Let me ask you tonight, what kind of age is this to you? What are you looking at? Are you full enough for God to see it, amen? The world says this is terrible, it's darkness. But for us, this is the day that the Lord has made.
Amen.
We've waited thousands of years for this day to come to pass, that I shall not die but live.
Amen.
The stone has been rejected again, but he's kept it with a message, amen. It's the Lord's doing, the Lord himself is sending this marvelous in our
eyes.
This is the day the Lord has made, and I will not weep and mourn.
That's it.
And cast myself down and become just discouraged and despondent from it, I will rejoice. And I will be glad in it. Because I recognize this is the day he's made. I've recognized my day, his message. It's not a thing to be upset about. It's not a thing to be discouraged about. This is a time of rejoicing.
Amen.
This is a time of celebration. This is Jubilee.
Hallelujah.
This is Jubilee. Amen. The trumpet has sounded. You can go free. They were bound in the church ages. They were bound in the dark ages. But today is a day of deliverance.
Oh,
you can go free today. Ascend. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. Hallelujah. I'm rejoicing now. I joy with him before the foundation of the world.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
This isn't just what I do. This is who I am. We come to praise God tonight. Hallelujah. We come to give him glory. Amen.
Praise his name.
Oh, I don't have no hope tonight. I'm discouraged. This is the day the Lord has made.
Hallelujah.
You still got hope, amen.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise
God. Your hope transcends the things of life. You pass behind the riven veil.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless his holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, Father, we do thank you tonight. Oh, God, we lift up holy hands. We give you praise tonight, Lord. This is the day you made. You made it for a people. And you graced us that we might occupy in this day. We might walk in this life. That we might live in this day. When the Son of Man has been revealed to us. When the token life has come. The literal life of Jesus Christ. The spoken word. It's the power of life. It's joy unspeakable praise and full of glory. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we give you praise tonight. We've seen this message. We're rejoicing. We're rejoicing. Tonight I'm rejoicing, Lord. I've got troubles. I've got cares. But I've got a hope. It's the blessed hope of the church. It's a lively hope. We pass from death to life.
Glory.
We're amateur gods on the earth, little messiahettes. We're saviors to our families. We're salvation to our friends that would bless us with a cup of cold water. How they might stumble in darkness, but oh, one day the King of Kings shall say, enter in. Enter in to the reward I prepared for you. They didn't know who you were, but they'll know. We're thankful because we know now. We're thankful to be heirs of God and joint heirs of Christ. Father, may we give you praise now. May we remember that you do all things well. Oh, what a word is this? What a message is this? What a time is this? What a day to live in. The things that kings and prophets desire to see. The things that they long for, the promises they desired, have been given to us as an end-time bride. Oh, we just thank you, Father. May you fulfill your great plan in our lives and our hearts.
Yes.
May we have consolation. May we have strength in adversity and hope, because you're faithful who has begun a good work today.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
And we are your workmanship. We're the apple of your eye. We're that masterpiece in an end time. You've capped us off by a divine message of love. It's made possible this great victory in the love divine.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for one that stood in the gap for us, Lord. Where would we be tonight without a prophet's ministry? Where would we be tonight without a man you could have yielded to you, Father? We thank you. Maybe we just follow after the godly example that's been given to us. And we're careful to give you the praise and glory and honor. I don't know about you, but I'm just foolish enough to believe it, amen. How about you all, amen? We've got testimonies,
amen.
We've got testimonies. We already know it's true, amen. He's already done proved it, but he's got to prove it again, amen.
Hallelujah.
He always proves the word, amen.
Every time. Yes, he does.
Amen. Give me the key of F, brother. How many believe this is the day?
Amen.
Yes, this is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. That the Lord has made.
I will rejoice and be glad in. And be glad in.
Oh, hallelujah!
This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
faithful.